The one whose thread left in the figure of in Echad going up against the Chazaka. The starting point is that whenever you have a Cheski Sisser, and then Echad is not believed. It's not 100% sure that that's true, but we're going to work with that assumption for now. That's the simple reading of the Gemara Gittin, simple reading of the Gemara Shavamas, and then Echad falls short against the Chazaka. Unless, of course, we are no. So the question that the Rishonim pose is, bottom line, how do we believe the Shechet? It's the question that the Gemara actually never asks. The Gemara talks about how do you believe the farmer when his mafresh shouldn't advise you is. We spoke about how do you believe the woman when she says she went to the mikvah. But how do you believe the Shechet? Isn't he going up against the Cheskas Issa? So before we can answer the question, we have to make sure that we identify the question correctly. Is it really true that a Shechet is going up against the Cheskas Issa? What exactly is the Cheskas Issa? The Gemara uses the phrase behema bechaya becheskes isra medes. That a behema, when it's alive, is called the cheskes isra. The status quo is, the starting point is, there's something usher about this animal. What's not clear is what is the isra exactly at hand. So Rashi says that the isra is a cheskes isra of aver min hachai. If you would want to take a bite out of a live animal, you can't do so. The Torah says it's an isra called aver min hachai. So there's an isra aver min hachai. Until proven otherwise. The problem with Rashi is that once the animal is dead, there's no even Menachai anymore. I mean, we have a suffix whether the animal is a shchut or whether it's an aveira. That's a different issue to God. So according to Rashi, how in the world is the fact that there's a cheskes iser of Eben Menachai, how does that impact, how does that label be called the chazocha? So the answer is that Rashi holds that it doesn't really matter what iser was present beforehand. If there was an isser there, whether it's this isser, it's a different isser. Rashi coins the phrase "marzikin me isser li isser." That as long as there was a cheskas isser A can all of a sudden transform to become cheskas isser B. So even though we're being bowed on a suffix, is it nevela or is it not nevela? Was it shechted properly? Was it not shechted properly? But the cheskas isser of the past still labels this, still categorizes this as a cheskas isser, which would necessitate the question, how in the world can Eid Echad be believed? Tosfos doesn't believe in Tosfos. Tosfos says, if it's not Eid Menachai, if the animal's dead, the chazak is over, the game's over. So what's the cheskas isser? So Tosfos says that in addition to the issue of eating Eid Menachai, in addition to eating Nevela, that was one shechted, there's an all-inclusive issue called Eina Zvucha, non-shechted. The Torah says, you have to shecht an animal. If you partake of a piece of meat in any shape or form that wasn't shechted, I don't care whether it's alive, I don't care whether it died by itself, I don't care whether you messed up the shechita, any non-shechted animal is included in a new iser, a third iser called iser sheres lucha. That iser is like a chazavon. We knew that this particular animal had an iser enes lucha on it yesterday, and the day before, and the day before, cold bottom was alive, it was clearly enes lucha. Now, all of a sudden, we have a latest asafek. Has the Isser then his Vukha disappeared? The only way of knowing that is to ask if today was a kosher shechita done. So the one person is telling us that he shechted is a Eid Echad. It's an Eid Echad against the Cheskas Isser. So, Bein the Firashi, Bein the Fitosus, we have a lot of explaining to do. How in the world does the shechet believe? The starting point is every shechet shall be believed. That would spell quite trouble for our line of command in terms of Hashkochas. So, it's very nice that my wife tells me that the meat kosher, they told her in the store, until that first shechet, how in the world did anyone believe the shechet and said he shechted the chicken? Is he going up against the cheskes isser? So comes tells us in the sixth amount of Kovus and says, absolutely, the shechet is going up a cheskes isser. The only thing is that he has the magic word in his hand, he has biyado, that he could shecht. So since he could shecht, that's still considered to be yado, and the yado overrides cheskes isser. Now, what the bracha for that is? We spoke a lot about that. Is that a pasuk? Is that a svara? Is that a migo? Is that? I look. We have an whole array of reasons why that works, but everybody agrees that works. The common denominator is that is effective. Whenever something is yado, that carries the day. So now Tosfos starts to get into the nitty gritty. Is it really true? Is shechita really truly yado? So let's go to the sixth of the Rambam Kamos. and just see how much trouble Tosis has with his Biyado story. So the sixth of Mamakomos, it's the third line, the end of the third line, it's bold print. Ushchita, I forgot the hashta ein Biyado l'sachna. Tosis already apologizes. Tosis says, it's not Biyado anymore. So if I have a live animal in front of me and I say, believe me, I'm about to shech, that's Biyado to shech. If I hand you a turkey sandwich and I say, don't worry about it, I shechted this turkey, because it's biyadi now, it's biyadi an hour ago when the turkey was still alive. It's very, very hard to shech a dead animal. So it comes to us and says, shechit is not really biyadi. So you have to like shredding a little bit. You have to smooth out the rough edges. I forgot the hash in biyadi. It was biyadi. So anything that used to be biyadi is also acceptable. Biyadi. Okay. I mean, the term is biyadi. That's what it means. It was. It's the other part too. The Imlai Kain, Tosis says, if you don't accept our theory that Shechita is called Biyado because it was, at one time was Biyado, and I made it, then there is no other way to explain why Sheikh is believed. Kevad is Chazik Yisura, because there's a Chazik Yisur. Now again, what do you think the Chazik Yisur is, if you're in a Chalik Rashi, what do you think it's Enes Vuchalai Tosis? The Gemara says explicitly that that is a phrase that appears in Masechet Chulin. So says Tosfos, the other possibility to say that a sheikh is not believed, Tosfos says, can't be. The lomatzinu b'shum machom sheitzdoch begadol echad amir agabov. We never find anywhere that the halacha requires when you have an adult that's shechting that somebody should have to supervise. Tosfos is making reference to the beginning of Masechet Chulin where there is a halacha when a child shechts. If a katan shechts, so a katan technically can be a sheikh, right? Except we can't trust him for certain that he's doing right. There's nothing intrinsically wrong with him being a sheikh, right? We don't know that he's actually doing it properly, so you have to have somebody supervising him. It also says, but we don't find anywhere in the second kulin the requirement of a gadol omer agabov when there's an adult that's shechting. Not only do we not find it, the Gemara says to us, it's a ma'isim b'chol yom d'beimim. Tosis says, we know that's the case. Everybody, I bring my chicken to the sheikh, and I'm not watching that sheikh. I don't even know what I'm watching for. So I give it to the sheikh. The sheikh checks, give it back. He says, the sheikh, everybody eats meat that way. I mean, in today's world, it's a little bit more complicated than that. We have a lot more, grandiose systems, but push comes to shove, it all boils down to the sheikh. There's one guy sitting in empire who's sheikh to get chicken. He's telling you, kosher, 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 kosher. He had the mashkich along the way doing different things, but at the end of the day, we're all relying on that one sheikh. So Tosfos now throws a little bit of a curveball at us that maybe the fact that we believe a sheikhet has nothing to do with Biyado. You can see that Tosfos is troubled with Biyado. You can see that Tosfos already is not 100% comfortable with Biyado, probably because they just told us a minute ago it's not really Biyado anymore. It was Biyado in the past tense, but no longer in the present tense. So you see that Tosfos is squirming a little bit. They're not so comfortable with this Biyado. So Tosfos says, maybe there's another svar going on here, and they immediately throw that svar out. Avagav lo shayach robitzune et eshchita bumchenein. There is a Gemara in the first bank of Chulim that says that if I'm standing far away and I see somebody take a knife and shecht an animal, and I don't even know what that shechit is. I don't even know whether he's qualified to be a shechit. And then he runs away. I never get a chance to ask him any questions. The Gemara says, I can eat the meat. You know why? Rov mitzune et eshchita bumchenein. Most people who have the chutzpah to pick up a knife and start the shech, they probably know what they're doing. I imagine that most of us here are not shechtim. Does anyone here know a shechita? Okay. Myself included, I'm not a shechit. But so I wouldn't have the audacity to go ahead and pick up a knife and try. I'll try my luck. Let's see if I can get it. Why not? We'll take a chance. Most people who bother shechting know what they're doing. So if I see a person shechting, I don't know who he was, I can rely on Rove. So Tosfos says, that's not going to help me over here, because that's true if I see that there was a shechita that took place. But what if Kagon Shenechta Kol Arosh Be'ein Beis HaShechita Nikar? Said, what if I see an animal, I don't even know shechita happened. I have a slice of meat. I see an animal without a head. So maybe it was shechted, maybe somebody just chopped off the head from the back. I don't know. If I'm standing 20 feet away and I see a guy taking a knife, so I can assume he probably knew what he was doing. But if somebody hands me a slice of turkey and tells me, I shechted, what kind of robe material is a shechita? I didn't even know there was a shechita in the first place. So Tosfos says, obviously, you don't require two edim for shechita. We never saw that in a second chulim. We don't see that in our own slaughterhouses. Obviously, a sheikh is believed, even though it's not even clear that there was ever shechita that was done. It must be based on the other. I, the other, it's not the other anymore. It must be that the other works even retroactively. So this is all part of Tosfos' theory that the Ne'manos, the only way to believe Shoychet, is based on the other.
Now, Rashi Tosfos is Rashi says it's a continuum, and Tosfos says it's Ramat Freya.
No, but Rashi didn't really say why the Shoychet is believed. Because Rashi Tosfos was simply what the Chazaka was. But everybody knew that.
But
it doesn't matter what the chazak is. The bottom line is there is a chesposister here. Whether you call the chesposister Eved Chai, you call the chesposister Eved Rucha, the shoch is going up, heads on again against that chazak. Now Tosis gets even more trouble. Tosis says, really? It's really based on the other? Umashan is somkha hanashi mishchita. A woman comes and says, the animal was shechted. It's biyada to shecht? Really? After she ain't yodas of mishchita. She doesn't even know how to shech. So what do you mean it's biyado? Came to biyado level, she can learn how to shech. All the haskim acherim, she is chetu law, can biyado dummy. She can hire somebody, she can hire the shech at the shech bar. That's also called biyado. So Tosis is really is pushing the envelope a little, stretching this to the limits. What do you do? What can you do? No choice. If you don't go down the route of Tosis, as it says, then enjoy your milchik, your Shabbos today. Nobody can eat any meat unless you stood with two eidim and washed the shech at the chilim yatzayif, which obviously is not happening, never did happen, never will happen. So Tosis is absolutely convinced that it's based on the other. So other Rishonim were not as convinced. Other Rishonim thought that Tosis' extension of the other was a little bit too much of an extension, a little too much of a stretch of the other. And therefore they went back to the drawing board and tried to explain other reasons why the Sheikh is believed, not actually invoking the image of the other. Take a look at the seventh of the Mamakamos. It goes, Ashri quoted to the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Mitz. Rabbi Elazar ben Mitz wrote the Sefer Yoreim. He was one of the Tamidim of Fakhim of Rabbeinu Tam. So if you take a look at the bold print, of Rabbeinu Elazar ben Mitz Tiritz. The Hadam Rina de Erechet in Onemma and Hechet is Chaz Bisura. Rabbi Elazar ben Mitz, rather than working on the details of Shechita, goes back to the original problem in the first place. We are working to solve a problem, says Rabbi Elazar ben Mitz. Well, I'm not even sure if the problem exists. The problem was, an echad doesn't work against the chazaka. Why are we talking about this topic? It was getting the base. That's exactly what the Gemara said, getting the base in the base. That the shaliach shouldn't really be believed to say the woman's muteris because he's going up against a chazaka. So says Rabbi Elazar ben Mitz, that rule that an echad is not believed against the chazaka is not an absolute ironclad rule. There are exceptions to that rule. Says Rabbi Elazar ben Mitz, when do we say in Erechet is not believed against the Chazaka? Hainu davka ba'anoshim reikim upochazim. Not exactly the greatest compliment. It's a posuk out of Navi. Reikim upochazim means guys like very, very low standard kind of people. I didn't call them not from. The person's not Shemitah Mitzvah, that's a whole other level. But they're not exactly up to par. They don't give off that impression of being like, you know, the greatest, level of Shemiras HaMitzvahs. Dumi Tishnayim, Shemini Torah, Kamo Shein. Like just as we find in Halacha, today they walk at the Beis Din, and, you know, they don't give off that impression of being like the greatest Shemiras Shemayim. On the other hand, the Shemini Torah Mitzvahs, they're not Genovim, not Mechal Shabbos, they're Maminim, so we can't disqualify them to Eidos, just because maybe they don't dress the part, they don't look the way we'd like them to look. But Lamai said the Shabbat Mitzvah, so the Shabbat Mitzvah isn't finished. So Rabbi Elazar ben Mitz says that he calls this guy Reikim Upochazim. So he says, Reikim Upochazim, we have to be careful. Apishtai made him Yachim Dover, even the Reikim Upochazim. But one aid, and there's a Chazok against us, not so simple. And when you have a person who we don't really know too much about his level of real, true, trustworthiness, so if he comes with another person, okay, I'll be shy to recommend him. But he comes as one aid against the chazaka, we're very, very weary. Ubahi ain't an echidemon. So the aid mehemon the kosher. So what if I know the aid? This aid, he's a kosher guy, he's a frum guy. He's the sheikh in town, he's the biggest reshabim in town. Some chimalay, fafil isha. Doesn't matter if he's a man or he's a woman. I believe that because they're Yerushalayim, I have absolutely no reason to fear them telling me something that's not true. So what did Rabbi Elazar ben Mitz just say? He just took our cloud that we've been working on for the last month. We've been working with this chayt below Yavor, Eid Echad is not believed against the Chazaka. We just said it's not a chiv lo yavur. There are many exceptions. The rule was not given as a rule for all people. The rule was given for very, very shvacha standard of Eidim. But a real, true, Ishneman, Yishmayim, Nuruf, we know exactly who this guy is. So then he's believed just outright, even against Chazaka. He could be a man, he could be a woman. Remember, Nechen and Bisuri, there are no differences between men and women, according to most Rishonim. And therefore, we can believe the Shoiches. No, he doesn't. I'm not sure exactly. He has a Gemara that talks about something a little bit similar to this, but it's not explicit in the Gemara.
This goes across the board on everything. So, woman believes, she says, my husband's dead, my husband's alive.
Maybe that's a whole other sugya. Those are the verbs of the Erva, so those are different sugyas. At the end of the day, people believe that also. This is not the verbs of the Erva. This is just going up against the Chazaka. So comes the more the Hagos of Asher at the end of the piece, and he just points out that go back to the end of the seventh Maram comes to the block, the bold print at the end. So says the Hagos of Asher that the reason why the Reim, blessing minutes, was so worried about this and how to come up with this new chiddush is he apparently was of the opinion that in order to be biyado. It has to be Yadu Achshav. And Shaykh them are not necessarily be Yadu Achshav. The Shaykh hands you a slice of chicken, hands you a turkey sandwich, so it's not be Yadu to Shaykh that turkey anymore. So that's where Velazim Mitzvah had to turn the world upside down to find another reason. Because that extension of Antiochus, that what was be Yadu was also called be Yadu, he didn't buy into. Aval Perish Rabbeinu Tam, but according to Rabbeinu Tam, who's the author of the Tosfos in Asher, so he said comes down as Ashri and makes the observation, according to Rabbeinu Tam, who extended the definition of biyado even to meaning things that were biyado in the past, I don't need the Shtekel Torah of Rabbi Elazar ben Mitzvah. So it's interesting to note that Rabbi Elazar ben Mitzvah was the Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, and he gave a different answer than his Rebbe. So both Rebbe and Talmud were dealing with the same dilemma. They both came home and wanted to have a turkey sandwich. Turkey, literally, but those kids want to have the piece of meat. And they're both relying on the shaykh, and they're both trying to figure out, hey, how do we do that? We have a Gemara that says, get the base of a base that says, you can't rely on the shaykh. You can't rely on Nedech against the Chazakah. And in the back of their minds, they were both tumbling. Where's the Chazakah? What Chazakah? Oh, Rashi said Azoy, Yitai said Azoy. Whatever you think the Chazakah is, the bottom line is, every shaykh is going up against a Chazakah. How do you believe him? So Rabbeinu Tam came up with the theory, it's Biyado. And then Rabbeinu Tam asked himself, really, Biyado? Not really, Biyado? Come on, give me a break. It's not Biyado anymore. That's also called Biyado. Even Biyado Mafreya is still called Biyado. And Rabbeinu Lazmi Mitz said to his Rebbe, no, it's not true. That's not called Biyado anymore. So Rabbeinu Tam turns around to his Talmud. So how do you eat meat? How do you eat the turkey sandwich? So Rabbeinu Lazmi Mitz says, I'll explain to him how I eat it. I hold that an Eidachat against the Chazakah is not Nemun, is not an absolute statement. It's only true by the quote-unquote Nashim Reikim Pochasim. So in all the Dostars, everyone eats the turkey. Everyone's eating meat. We're all eating meat. We're just not sure. Are we eating meat based on the Tom's Lumbus of a Yadol of a Freya? Are we eating meat based on the Lumbus? We need to swear that the Shechel is in Ish Nemun.
Why would the Yadol now be any better than the
So that's it's a tricky question. Why should we or should we not accept the Biyado Lemafreya effect? So this may be a throwback to what we spoke about earlier in the week. Remember the Rush in Gittin mentioned, it's not clear what Biyado is based on. So if Biyado is based on like a Migo, believe me to say this, Migo I could have said that. Believe me that the animal shechted, Migo I could have shechted it. So Tosus in a few places, Charles points out, the Migo has to be everything in front of you now. You don't say, believe me what I'm saying now, Migo could have said something last week. But last week's not anymore, right? Right now you can't say it. So if the whole idea of Yado is just an extension of the principle of Migo, that's going to raise a red flag about Amigo and Mafreda. But Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam probably wasn't so worried about that because Rabbeinu Tam was of the opinion that Yado's not based on that. Yado's based on Exer Sakos. Yado's based on Tzilus Nida. So Yado, we can extend Yado a little bit. So depending on what you think Yado is, it's probably going to determine how time-wise, you're going to extend the other. So at the end of the day, everyone needs to meet. Bottom line is everyone needs to meet, albeit for different reasons. So the Ramban has a comment in Masechus Yevam, Mishnah Peches, about this again. And he says that the Mechilus covered the Gedolia Rishon, the Tam, the Mitz, they're all trying to solve a problem that doesn't exist. What was the problem that we thought existed? We thought that Erechot is not Neman against the Chazaka. That was the starting point. What led us to believe that? Two things. The first one with Agamar and the things. Agamar said, how could you believe the one Shaliach? He's going up against the Chazaka. That was proof number one. Erechot doesn't work against Chazaka. Proof number two is the Gemara in Yevamos, at the beginning of the 10th parak, asked the question, how do you know that an Erechot works against the Chazaka? Show me a Mishnah that an Erechot works against the Chazaka. So the Gemara tries to bring a raya from a freshest truma. The Gemara says that's different because it's biyado. And it brings a raya from here, biyado. Everything the Gemara is doing. So the Gemara never proved conclusively from any Mishnah, any Tana, any source of Tanoim, that an Erechot is believed against the Chazaka. So the starting point of Rebbe Tam, and Rebbe Mitz, the Balei Tosef, the Rosh, all was, if the Gemara couldn't prove it to be true, then it's not true. Then in Achinam, if the Gemara failed in its quest to prove that an Erechot is damned against the Chazaka, it's not true. So that's what most Rishonim said. Many Rishonim said. The Ramban and Yavam says neither of these proofs are conclusive. Our Gemara Git in. Our Gemara is the last Gemara going to prove from. If you remember back to our Gemara Git, our Gemara said, why is the Shlich not Neman? Number one, because it's against the Chazaka. And number two, it's a Davar Shebi'erva. So once the Gemara discovers the reason of Davar Shebi'erva, it could be the first reason is not really true. It's possible that Olam and Erechot is believed against the Chazaka. Either Gemara and Yavam couldn't prove it from a Mishnah. Not everything that can't be proven is necessarily not true. It's true. We happen not to be able to have an explicit mission that supports it. We can't pinpoint how we know this to be true. Says the Ramban, but why isn't it true? What's the svara? Mehecha teisa erech is not believed against the Chazaka. What are you going to tell me that there's a cheski sister or the zayin can be hoshtim otayim? Okay, well, whoever. Ein echa nebisur. So the Ramban says, I'm sorry to report that everything we've been talking about for the last 3 days, according to the Ramban, is not true. We've been trying to find the yado and solve. We've tried to solve a problem that the Ramban claims doesn't exist. Don't feel bad. We passed the Shulchan Aruch against this Ramban, but the Ramban sticks to his guns. So according to the Ramban, how can you eat meat? It's against the Chazaka. It's a silly question. Who cares? It is against the Chazaka. According to the Ramban, there is no biyado. According to the Ramban, who cares whether there's biyado? And the Erechot believed anyway. And the Ramban says, and I'll bring you a proof. And I'm right. I bring you the greatest raya that an Erechot is believed against the Chazaka. Ramban turns the tables on the Balei Tosfos. Ramban says, did you ever eat meat? That's what Ramban says. Don't you eat meat? Rabbi Tam didn't eat meat. Tosfos didn't eat meat. Everybody eats meat. I give out the Sheikh is going up against the Chazaka. The Ramban is implying that biyado. What kind of joke is biyado? It's not biyado anymore. What kind of Rabbi Lazbi Mitz? I never heard of that distinction. All the answers that in France the Balei Tosfos said, in Spain, the Ramban says, all those answers are not acceptable. So what is the answer? The answer is there was never a question in the first place. That an Erechot is taka believed against the Chazaka. So now we have three different approaches of the Rishonim. How to defend our practice. Everybody eats meat. Everybody relies on one simple shochet. How do you understand conceptually how we're doing that? A bit of time at his approach. His approach. It's very, very common. We find the word and we find the sukkahs and lumbness that everybody gets to the same place. When I leave my house, my goal is to get to the bridge. How am I going to get there? There are 4,000 different permutations. How you can get to every different street in Fort Lee. You can end up getting to the bridge too. I got to get to the bridge in the morning. So everyone's got to get to the same point. Everyone's got to get to the bottom line is that we know we eat meat. Everybody knows that we rely on Shechtim. Everybody knows nobody will shaman me, most special Rabbeinu, that there should be a requirement that you have two aid in watching a Shechtim. You never heard of such a crazy thing. Why not? How does that fact that we know to be true, how does that square off with the regular rules that seem to govern Erechot and Bisuri? So either you hold like the Ramban that Erechot works against the Chazaka, you hold like Rabbi Tam, this is a biyado, it's a very, very extended mechushchev biyado, but still biyado, or you hold like Rabbi Lazmi Mitz that Erechot and Bisuri works against the Chazaka as long as the Edom are Edom Nemon.
Isn't it a special dispensation?
No, but that the Gemara finally discovers that after a plot, the Gemara finally realizes that. First, the Gemara thought that the whole Nemanah said, hey, Erechot, this is based on Erechot and Bisuri. Then finally, the Gemara says, yeah, you're right, this is different. We should be Gura Kiz.
Why do you need that? Why do you need that?
No, because it's also Dom Shabir over there. It's a Dom Shabir over there. So everyone agrees, Dom Shabir over there is a red line, right? It's Dom Shabir over there.
Why would you say the Shochet is not even an Erechot? He's an Ogeh Dover. He's not the Ogeh. He's the Shochet. So it's not about Ogeh at all. It's about him being
the Shochet. So an Ogeh Dover is something that we usually speak about. We speak about the Dinim, we speak about the Dinim Mamonis, things like that. that unless the person is a chosher, if he's a fellow who we have reason to believe that he's not trustworthy, so we've noticed that he himself eats non-kosher food, that's the problem. Chosher adavar. But just because he has some kind of a reason to tell us that the meat is kosher, in the realm of Erechim Yisur, we don't find that as being, I mean, every Erechim Yisur, a woman is also shtikul nogei b'davar. She wants to tell her husband she's muteris. So that nogei b'davar is not a strike against you necessarily in the sugya of Erechim Yisur. It's something that would lead us to, you know, we have to be careful with that. It's like, Lamashal, in pure halacha, you don't really need a mashkiach in any store. If a person is a nemlon, if the owner of the store is from Shomatar Mitzvahs, I eat at his house, so why can't I eat in this restaurant? So the answer is twofold. The answer is, number one, he has a lot more incentive in a restaurant to potentially cut corners. But the ikra din, you don't really have to worry about that. If it's an ish nemlon, you don't have to worry about that. The real reason for mashgichim, assuming that the owner is up to par and he's a real ish nemlon, is not so much we're afraid he's going to lie to us, is that experience has told us that mistakes happen on bigger, you know, when you have commercial settings, when you have stores, so you have food coming and going and goyim cooking and you have vegetables and all kind of strange things going on that are not always so easy to keep your eyes on. Mistakes happen. So 99% of the time, mashgichim are there to catch mistakes. Once in a while, they catch intentional, quote-unquote, mistakes. They catch a person trying to mess up. But if the owner is a Yirei Shemayim and the owner is Shomatar Mitzvahs, so the goal of the mashgiach is more just to make sure things don't happen by mistake rather than saying that we don't trust the person. But
if there was a mashgiach, you would trust the owner based on the effort.
So I'm saying in pure halacha, the erechim is neman. That is true. That is the case. But again, the mashgiach is there to make sure things. That's why there are sometimes we do trust the owner. Let's say the marshal, if you have an establishment,
why are they passing just for being the owner? Like,
so that in itself is not a problem. That in itself is not per se. It's something that we're careful about. We take that into consideration in terms of human hashocha, but in terms of outright because it's the owner, that in itself is not a posel in terms of nemos. So this idea that Tosfos threw in kind of in passing, that we trust everybody because everyone's biyadot teshech, and Tosfos threw in the word afil isha, women also. So Tosfos says, why women biyadot teshech? Because they can also shech, or they can learn, they can hire someone to shech. So it's clear from Tosfos that a woman can shech. There's nothing wrong with a woman being a shochetet, according to Tosfos. So Tosfos in Maseches Chulin, the 8th of the Ramakobos, actually quotes another possibility that maybe there is some kind of a problem possibly with a woman being a shochet. So Tosfos quotes a kol shochtin. It's the first tones of Kulin, 8th in Ramakamas. Kasim hilchas Eretz Yisrael. It's already a mistake. That is not even the name of the sefer. That it's a mistake at the printers. What it said at Tosfos was Kasim hilchas Aleph Yud. So they just assumed what else could Aleph Yud stand for except for Eretz Yisrael. So the answer is Aleph Yud stood for something else. It stood for Amr Yehoshua. Small technical problem. That's the wrong name of the sefer. Who is Yeshua exactly? Who is the sefer, this mysterious sefer that Tosfos is quoting? So it's one of the most bizarre svarim that was that surfaced in the days of the Rishonim. It was written by an individual's name was Eldad Hadani. Eldad Hadani was a very fascinating person. He showed up on the scene one day in the Middle Ages and announced that he was a descendant of the Aseret HaShvatim. Nobody knew exactly what to do with him. They weren't sure like where he's coming and going from. And not only did he say that he was a descendant of Aseret HaShvatim, but he said he had a tradition all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu about certain halachas. And he made a whole list of them called Amr Yehoshua. It starts with Amr Yehoshua Amr Moshe Pi Agvura. So he had a whole list of different supposedly oral traditions that he got from, we have no idea from where. Some of them were, to quote the Mechilas Kavod Eldad Hadani, were off the wall. That some of them were legamre, were clearly not Messiahs back to Moshe Rabbeinu. They had no shaks to Moshe Rabbeinu. One of the things, it may not even a chashchit, but one of the things he writes there is that if a shechet without making a bracha, so Amr Yehoshua, Amr Moshe, B'Yavgud, the shechit is nevela. Because the bracha, Brichas HaMitzvos, was instituted in the days of Ezra, the days of the Achikesek Bela, and to say that if you shech, then you make a bracha, the shechit is the name, was ridiculous. So there are certain things in there that Yehud already writes that Eldad Hadani was not really part of Amasaira. We don't know where he came from, we don't know to what degree his learning was, we have no idea where he's coming and going from. He had some tidbits of different resources that he had from different places. So we don't take them so seriously. Some of them maybe were okay, some of them were more authentic, some were less authentic. But he really writes in the tshuva that, you know, we're not mechuyev to spend our entire lives trying to be miyashed everything that appeared in this strange sefer of Eldad Hadani. So notwithstanding the fact that we don't know where it came from, every once in a while the Rishonim quote it as like some tradition to something. So Tosfos writes, Kosav Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, Kosav Hilchos Amir Yeshua, Noshim Lo Yishchetu. Women are not allowed to shecht. One, they should die in kalos because we're afraid they're going to faint. And if they, that's what it means here, they're going to faint. It's not going to do bode well for the shechita. The shecht, faint in the middle of the shechita, it's not going to do too well. So therefore, it says, Amir Yeshua, Moshim Yadru, Noshim Lo Yishchetu, Noshim Lo. So Tosfos writes, it's ridiculous. Amira, the film of Dashim Shachtas Chachil. Tosfos points out there's the Mishnah, the second Zvachim, that says that a woman can even shecht the carbon. Carbon doesn't require kahuna, so it can be done by a man, by Yisrael, it can be done by a woman also. So Tosfos says it's kind of hard to believe that if the Tanoim, who did have a clear Masuri, Ish Rapisha, Moshe Rabbeinu, if they had no hesitations, no qualms of women shechting, so then Hilchas Eretz Yisrael is not going to cause us too many problems, not going to lose too much sleep over it. So the Halach Lemais, we paskin, that women actually can shecht. Nevertheless, the Ramah in the beginning of the Cheshchita quotes a tradition from the Ashkenazi communities that women don't shecht. Not because we really honest to goodness think that they can't shecht. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says they can shecht. Tosfos said they can shecht. The Ramah writes, Alter Anani, he may not have been such a great Talmid Chacham, but he was probably right that the women got a little squeamish about it. That the women would shecht. Probably one or two women shecht and whatever it was. It didn't go too well. So the Ramah writes that the Minig became in communities in Eastern Europe that the women, I don't know what the communities, Minig in the Sephardic communities was, but the Ashkenazi communities, the Minig was for Deri Deris, that the women don't check. Is it really a problem? It's not a problem. The Tanoim say, Mishnah's a favor, take a check. But the Afal Bichay, that the Minig became that they don't check. The Rav suggested that maybe the Minig in Eastern European communities became the women don't check, maybe for a different reason, the Gamre. That in Eastern Europe, so the Shoichet was like an appointed position. He was like a second command to the Rav. It's a little bit different in the Sephardic communities. Many of the Sephardic communities, many people, many individuals knew how to shecht more. The Ashkenazim, you know, even Adayim is there. Many, many Sephardi Rabbanim themselves know how to shecht. That's like part of the regular training. Ashkenazi community, 1 in 1,000 people knows how to shecht. Halabai, 1 in 1,000. 1 in 10,000 people know how to shecht. So the Rav explained that in Eastern European communities, the Shoichet was like, it was like the sister rabbi, like he was rabbi number two. He was a rabbi in charge of kashrus in the community. So the Rav said, it's a whole different ballgame. That's a touch, that's an issue of Sarara. To have an official appointed community position, that's a loaded question beyond the scope of that discussion at 6:53 right now about women's positions in terms of authority positions in the community. So maybe that's the reason why women refrain from shechting. But the Ika Mikra Din, can a woman shecht? Absolutely. And because Mikra Din, a woman can shecht, we don't accept this Hilchas Amar Yehoshua story. And we don't really, really think it's a problem. We follow the Mishnah, even though we have a custom not to. Therefore, Tosfos claims in the name of the Rebbeinu Tam. That's why ultimately women are believed to say that the meat is kosher, because it's beyond them to shecht. And just in case you think it's not beyond to shecht, it's still beyond to hire somebody to shecht. So for our purposes, even the women are believed. So when all the dust settles, you can go home and enjoy your meat tonight. Your wife puts a piece of chicken out on the table. I strongly encourage you, don't say the following. Let me give you four different reasons up there, why you believe to say the meat is kosher. You may be sent up to your room without dinner tonight if you say that. But between you and me, we all know that up in Lumbus, there are multiple reasons why the women are believed. And at the end of the day, we'll hopefully eat your chicken tonight. Okay. Good Shabbos. Take a little bit of a break for next week, and then we have to say So my latest topic is I'm coming in like late, very late Monday night, and again everything is from JFK.
So November 16th, once in one.
I'd rather play it safe because I if I'm running a few hours late.
I'm Shabbosky.
Yeah.
Where's Rabbi?